Mr. Chairman, distinguished guests and fellow members of the PUP, good afternoon. My name is Julianne of the North Belfast branch, and today I'm proposing the following motion. This party should join with the remainder of the UK in enshrining into law equality for all in marriage. As a child, my mum always used to ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up. My mind would have run wild with answers, varying from the Six Spice Girl to an international spy. I was always going to have a big house just like the Queen, a horse-drawn carriage, football team of kids, and my wedding would have been envied by my friends, with a big white dress full of sparkles just like a Disney princess. Obviously, at the age of 25, that reality is much different. I'm a customer service manager, living on the Shore Road in a three-bedroom house and driving an antique Vauxhall Corsa. In June this year, my soulmate, Kerry, asked me to marry her. And like any girl, we're down the shop, wedding brochures and magazines under both arms. We've got the register on the landline, venue on the mobile, and updating the Facebook status as we go. It was only when planning my wedding I began to notice how my big day would differ to the wedding that my parents had, that my grandparents had, and the many weddings that I've attended growing up and speculating for myself. It was then that I began to research just in depth how my relationship would be valued or recognised within society. The definition of marriage varies depending on country and culture, but its definition is usually decided upon by the government of a country to describe an institution in which interpersonal relationships are acknowledged. At present, the law only recognises two types of marriage, a religious marriage and a civil marriage, both of which exclude the LGBT community. For those of you that don't know, that's lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender community. 2004 saw the introduction of the Civil Partnership Act. This act was designed to grant civil partnerships in the United Kingdom with some of the rights and responsibilities of a civil marriage. I would like to put emphasis on the word some. Civil partnerships, whilst they have some similarities, do not have all the same rights, which leads me to the conclusion that the Act of Civil Partnership announced nothing other than political compensation. And allow me to explain why. A civil partnership ceremony does not allow for any reference to religion, regardless of the couple's beliefs. All speeches, readings and songs must be submitted 14 days in advance for approval, and this includes our vows. Unlike a heterosexual couple, we have to seek permission to share our promise to one another in front of our family and friends. Our name change is not automatic, it must come through a deed poll. Civil partnership itself is not recognised in all countries, even in those countries that do have full marriage equality. Therefore, leaving either of us powerless to act should the worst happen whilst we're out of Northern Ireland. For example, in certain states of America, this motion has already passed and now provides full marriage equality. Should Kerry and I happen to take a holiday to the States, and on our trip I happen to be involved in an accident that took my life, Kerry, as my life partner, is not able to act on my behalf. Our civil partnership is not recognised. The severity of this cannot be ignored. Pension payouts on death are also limited. For example, Kerry would only be entitled to my pension from the date that we signed our civil partnership agreement, and not, unlike a heterosexual couple, who are entitled to the full pension regardless of the date they were married. Civil partnership couples are still not afforded the same rights of adoption. As a single lesbian woman, I could adopt a child without question. However, once Kerry and I enter into our civil partnership, we revoke our rights to adoption. So in summary, I can adopt a child as long as I do not commit to my partner. Simple tick box applications. Usually in these types of form, you would select whether you're single, cohabiting or married. Now we're expected to choose between a marriage or a civil partnership. This immediately exposes us to potential discrimination on the grounds of sexual orientation. It also bears no protection for those individuals who do not wish to disclose their sexuality. Under the Gender Recognition Act of 2004, transgender people are forced to get divorced from their traditional marriages or dissolve their civil partnerships if they wish to obtain legal recognition for their true gender. And finally, and potentially the most surprising, adultery is only applicable in the dissolving of a marriage and not in a civil partnership. So whilst I identify as a member of the LGBT community, I have found a home in the PUP. I am as loyal and as passionate about our country as any of you in this room. As members of the PUP, we should consider the following points when deciding on this motion. Loyalism itself is an underrepresented and marginalised section of society. Over recent weeks, we've all felt the effects of this problem, and this is no different for other minority groups. With that in mind, if we battle for equality at all, we should be battling for equality on all issues for all citizens. I'd like to make reference to our own core principles, which are the principles of loyalism, originating from the Ulster Covenant in 1912. There's three specific quotes that I'd like to draw upon directly. The first being, we must seek to develop a multicultural and multi-faith society that is in keeping with the rest of the United Kingdom. The second, an equal society is one in which all members have access to similar resources and opportunities, and in which they value each other for their common humanity, regardless of their religious beliefs or lack of them. And lastly, but most importantly, loyalists who are sincere in their support for the principles of civil and religious liberty will positively uphold the right of each individual, regardless of gender, race, colour, religion, political opinion, age, marital status, sexual orientation, disability, prison record, or social background, to be treated with equality, dignity and justice in all aspects and spheres of human life. Equal citizenship for all in the United Kingdom is the notion that if rights are granted in one part of the kingdom, they should be good enough to be granted to all citizens of the UK. At this time, this is not the case. Marriage equality now exists in England and in Wales and is due to be implemented in Scotland. In order to maintain as one with the rest of the United Kingdom and with our own core principles of loyalism, we must seek to ensure that it is also applied in Northern Ireland. In closing this motion, I would like to highlight that we're not asking for special rights, but equal rights. We do not want to impose our rights on others, but to have our rights protected, which also includes the protection of those who do not wish to be involved with the LGBT community, be it on religious or other grounds. As a young child, I have grew up and watched our elected unionist parties fight for my British rights and long felt a sense of pride. Now I watch these same elected parties oppose my human rights and that pride's crushed. This has led me to the door of the PUP, the Progressive Party, the party that has been ahead of its time since its inception in the 1970s, a party which claims to put people and country before party. With this in mind, I ask you to support this motion and in turn become the first unionist party to support equality in marriage and ultimately true equality in all aspects of human life. Thank you.
Drummond this time, I thought you had to say a couple of words now.
Yeah, just briefly. I just wanted to say that we don't take this motion lightly, and we know that there are people who maybe will have difficulty with that. What I would try and reiterate is what the Speaker has said here, that this isn't about us deciding that we're for Protestant rights, or as John Kane says, you know, we're for Protestant education. This is human rights. These are things that we're not just doing because we think it's cool to do. These are enshrined in the documents that underpin the philosophy and values of this party. They're enshrined in the Ulster Covenant when it says that we want equal citizenship with the rest of the United Kingdom. It's enshrined when we say we'll stand up for civil and religious liberties. The principles of loyalism reiterates that value. So I would appeal to people to think in this matter and vote and say that if we're a party that are standing up for working class loyalists who feel that their rights have been trampled on, we can't deny or we can't ignore other people's rights when they're being trampled on. As Martin Luther King says, you know, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I have appealed to party members, and we understand that some of you may have difficulty with, but we ask you to support this party and support this motion. Thank you.
Procedure. Is there anyone else who would like to comment on this motion? For or against? William Ennis?
Yes, I would just like to say that this is an opportunity, this motion, where we can decide, are we the Progressive Unionist Party, or if we decide to vote against this motion, are we just going to be a pure band to you, me? I'll be voting for this motion. I really hope that you will as well. That's all.
Thank you, William. Yes, Dawn.
Thank you, Julia. This is nothing personal against you because you come across very, very articulate. I have a difficulty with the concept of marriage. I think it should be between a husband and wife. Given that we are a party of working class people, one of our ideologies is equality for all. So on the basis of that, I would support you on the basis of equality. That doesn't mean to say I'm for marriage, but solely on the basis of equality, I think as a party we couldn't go against this, really.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dawn. Anyone else? Sorry, Ken Robinson.
You know, we're talking about equality. Equality has to be right across the board. I think other people in this room work for prisoners and ex-prisoners, you know, and their equality at times is in question, i.e. the like of adoption of children. Many people don't know that. But ex-political prisoners are denied that right. As are denied many other things within our society. And these are things that the Progressive Unionist Party needs to fight for. It's like me, whenever I go up to the prisons, I come to ask for the rights of for loyalist prisoners and deny the rights of a Republican or what they call ODCs. It has to be right across the board. And if we are a progressive party, equality means everything, because that's it. We are a loyalist fighting for equality within our community, and I support the motion.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Dawn. Okay. Again, the floor is open. Anyone? Tom Roberts.
Yes, I sort of echo what Jen said. There's a lot of what Julianne said that resonated with me. I've said the same things many times in a different context in terms of former prisoners. And former prisoners that are in the room will, I'm sure, have encountered many of the difficulties that Julianne's community will have encountered as well. So, not being a party member, but I would urge party members to support the motion.
Thank you, Tom. Tom says he's not a member of the party, but he's a very close friend of the party, so we'll value Tom's input. Anyone else?
Speak on it.
Sorry.
Paul Longstone from the Post. Would you be able to enlighten me a wee bit? If they agree to this, what is the possible impact on the churches?
I'm fully aware, obviously, that everyone won't agree with that, particularly on the grounds of religion. However, that being said, I must stress that the bill ensures that the rights of religious institutions and celebrants are recognised, respected and protected. There's no campaign to coerce or enforce any religious institution the requirement to perform same-sex marriages, but that those religious celebrants who do want to conduct it can do by opting in.
Brian Irving.
If we vote for this motion, then there is a danger that the European Court of Human Rights could overrule in a situation where a church, a Christian minister, refuses to marry two gay people. That is the danger. As far as civil marriage is concerned, I don't have a problem. I would have a fear that the churches would be discriminated against by the European Court for their own conscience. That is the only worry that I have.
Okay,
we can be sure it will be tested, that the gay lobby will test it at the European Court. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, William again, William Ellis.
It's just really in response to Brian's point. I would say with immense respect, Brian, that's kind of a different argument. That's more to do with our role in Europe. That's more to do with the UK's role than the European Union, because the same could be said for virtually any British law. So Brian Irvine's a man I have immense respect for, but I think it's a different argument. Thank you.
Okay. John?
Yeah, I'd just like to reiterate that. I think if we are going to campaign, and I'm a big supporter of this motion, and I've been involved the whole way through, but I think one of the things that we have said all the way through is that we would also campaign for the protection of churches, etc., that do not want to carry out marriages of same-sex couples. So I think that's something that we'll automatically build in as a result of voting for this motion.
If Europe rules, there will be, it wouldn't matter how much we campaign, Europe will hold sway. That is the problem. I will support this motion. I would like to support this motion on a civil basis. I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian. I believe that that homosexual marriage is a contradiction in terms of tautology. It's like saying a married bachelor. That's my own view. But having said that, I would allow I would go along with that civil marriage. What I'm afraid of is that the churches will ultimately go under the hammer from the European court, and therefore that's why I'm opposed to this motion.
Okay. Well, Brian, again, we appreciate your thoughts. Brian's own opinion, obviously. We all have our own. Hand up at the back there, I'm not sure who it is.
Where's McMurray, McManager, Victoria Branch? I said the young lady, speak well, you're a firebrand for the future. I support the motion, the equality. Through the ages, all revolutions have fought for equality, and everybody been a queen. So I don't know what the problem is. Anyone can help, but I say that I support the motion.
Okay. Again, is there anyone else before we take a vote on it? No? Okay. So, sorry, Tina?
I'm a Christian, I believe in the values of the church. I did have difficulty with this motion since hearing the speaker. I have changed my mind. I believe in equality for all. I will fully support this motion and do hope that it goes forward. And yes, I believe we do have a job of work to do for those voters that belong to the church groupings. And I just wish you all the best in the future.
Okay. Thank you, Tina. I think we've heard both sides. So, in the absence of anyone else, no other hands are up. I'm going to ask, first of all, for a show of hands of the delegates who support this motion. Oh, nice. Thank you. I'll put up a show of hands against the motion. Yes, I think I have an idea of what is going on, but I think we actually need to count them. So I'm going to ask William and Brian Dawson if we just, if you want to start up here, maybe take a side each and count. I would ask you to raise your hands again, those in favour of passing the motion, please. Again, I could ask those against the motion, could you raise your hands, please? Okay, everyone, thank you very much. The votes have been cast. In favour of supporting the motion, we have 58 votes. Against the motion, we have 36 votes. So I can declare that the motion has been passed and will be adopted as EP policy. Thank you very much.